basketball.
Kim, let's tip off with the National Basketball Association playoffs. The Western Conference Finals resume later Wednesday night in Texas, where the San Antonio Spurs host the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 2 of their best-of-seven series. The Spurs spanked the Thunder in Game 1 Monday night, 122-105. San Antonio star Tim Duncan tallied a team-high 27 points in that game, while Kevin Durant, the NBA's most valuable player this season, scored 28 points for the Thunder. Look for the Spurs to try to feed Duncan and their other big men near the basket, as the Spurs hope to exploit the absence of Oklahoma City's Congolese power forward Serge Ibaka, who will miss the rest of the playoffs with a calf injury. In Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals Tuesday night, the two-time defending champion Miami Heat rallied to beat the host Indiana Pacers 87-83. This series is now tied at one game each. Miami trailed Indiana 73-69 with a little more than 7 minutes left in the game, but Heat star LeBron James hit a three-point shot and then scored the next 6 points in the comeback.
I mean, I just played a game. You know, however the game presents itself, I just try to take advantage of it. You know, I needed to do something in the fourth. I did a great job in the third quarter of attacking and getting my guys some open looks. I hit Cole for 2 threes, hit CB for a three. But I needed to make a few buckets as well to help us in the fourth quarter, and I was able to come through for us.
LeBron James came through with 12 of his 22 points in the fourth quarter in Indianapolis, Indiana. Meanwhile, Dwayne Wade had 23 points for Miami. He also gave his team a pep talk before the game tipped off. What did you say to your teammates, D-Wade?
It was simple, man. Today was just about how bad do we want it. You know, this was it wasn't about X's and O's. It just was about how bad do we want to win this game. We proved it. We showed it. You know, it wasn't a perfect game by no stretch of the imagination, but we kept fighting. We kept digging down deep, and eventually the game turned to our favor, into Miami Heat basketball.
Game 3 in the Miami Heat-Indiana Pacers series will be Saturday in Miami, Florida. The winners of the Miami-Indiana and San Antonio-Oklahoma City series will meet in the NBA Finals.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old Sports Emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Thanks for that red-hot listening tip, Barry. And in case our longtime Voice of America listeners are wondering what the old sports emperor Barry Mon is up to these days, well, Barry and his wife Suzanne retired in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Barry does a lot of writing, and he's had a travel book, Please Turn Out the Northern Lights When You Leave, published. And just to give you a quick read of that book, Barry writes of his adventures as he and Suzanne explore the Pacific Northwest of the United States, seeking out the unusual and the offbeat, and generally finding both. Our African football guru, David Legg, loves to seek out the African goal scorers in the top European leagues. And David joins us again from Johannesburg this evening with some recent highlights.
Yes, Annie, I'm happy to report that we've had Nigerian and Ghanaian scorers in La Liga on the final weekend of the season. In fact, Richmond Boaki of Elche, he must have had mixed feelings because his team lost 3-1 at Sevilla, but he scored 2 minutes into stoppage time, and he had the honor of sorts of scoring the last goal of the La Liga season. That's something that nobody can take away from him. The 2013-14 season, of all the goals scored in Spain, the very last one went to Richmond Boaki. Ikechukwu Uche, the Nigerian who plays for Villarreal, He's done really well, Sonny, this season. He scored his 14th goal in 30 matches. So he was averaging just under a goal every two games. And the experts always tell me that a good striker will score a goal on average every two games. And his goal helped Villarreal beat Real Sociedad 2-1. Talking about African scorers, a big high five to Seydou Doumbia, who plays for the Moscow Army team, CSKA, and he's also in the Ivorian World Cup squad for Brazil. He didn't score in the final round of the season, but CSKA did win a Moscow derby against Lokomotiv by 1-0. And significantly, Doumbia finished as the leading goal scorer in the Russian league with 18 goals. So well done to Seydou Doumbia. And it's interesting, Sonny, you know, you think of Didier Drogba.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
You think of Salomon Kalou, but now you've also got Wilfred Bonny from Swansea City in England, and you've also got Seydou Doumbia from CSKA in Moscow. So absolutely no shortage of talent in that Ivorian attack ahead of the World Cup.
And David, just to remind our Voice of America listeners, we're now 22 days away until the kickoff of the World Cup in Brazil. David mentioned some of those attackers for Ivory Coast. The Elephants of Ivory Coast, the top-ranked team in Africa, are making their third consecutive World Cup appearance. And this might be their best opportunity to get past the first round and into the World Cup's knockout stages for the first time. Ivory Coast is in Group C in Brazil, along with Colombia, Greece, and Japan.
Ed Kowalski for the Classic Rock Show, where each week we spotlight the great album rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. You can hear the program online at voanews.com and on the air on VOA each Wednesday at 21 hours Universal Time. Join me for the Classic Rock Show, 21 hours Universal Time Wednesdays on voanews.com and the Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, bitter part of the bottom of your heart... Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA newsfeed. voanews.com.
Joining us now on the VOA with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Auma.
We begin with handball. Tunisia's Africa Club Champions Cup winners Esperance pipped Egypt's African Cup winners cup holders El Ahly 21-20 to win the men's Africa Super Cup in Oyo, Republic of Congo on Monday night. In the women's contest, Angola's seven-time African Club Champions Petro Atletico outplayed perennial rivals Republic of Congo's Interclub 33-26. Consequently, Esperance and Petro Atletico qualify for the World Club Championships, known as the Super Globe 2014, to be staged in Doha, Qatar later this year. In football, South Africa is set to host the 2016 Women's Under-20 World Cup. The World Football Governing Body, FIFA, confirmed in Zurich, Switzerland. Egypt, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Finland, Northern Ireland and Sweden are bidding to stage the 2018 FIFA Women's Under-17 World Cup, while South Africa, England, France and New Zealand have their sights set on staging the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. FIFA will name the successful bid for for these women's tournaments early next year. Staying in Zurich, Egypt is in a crowded field of 12 countries vying to stage the men's 2017 FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. Others are Argentina, Bahamas, Brazil, Cayman Islands, Costa Rica, Ecuador, El Salvador, Germany, Trinidad and Tobago, the United Arab Emirates, and the United States of America.
Voice of America!
FIFA will name the successful bid in December. Turning to athletics, Kenya's world half marathon champion Geoffrey Kipsang Kamworor clocked a lifetime best of 27 minutes and 44 seconds to win the TSC World 10-kilometer Bangalore road race in southern India on Sunday. What's more, he bettered the previous course record of 27 minutes and 51 seconds by Eritrean Zerzanei Tadesa at the inaugural edition of the race in 2008. In a similar vein, Kenya's Lucy Wangui Kabu clocked 31 minutes and 48 seconds to improve the women's course record. She shaves off 10 seconds from the previous mark set by Ethiopia's Ayeleo Wuda Yimar in 2010. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. If you go to the page today, Wednesday, you'll see a photo of me with my VOA teammates at Anacostia Park here in Washington, where the Voice of America fielded two teams Wednesday in the annual Capital Challenge 3-mile race. We didn't set any world record, sports fans, but I'm proud to report that we all finished. Always good to finish the race. I'm VOA Sonny Young. I'm all finished today, sports fans. And that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you.